Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be until noontime making all kinds of noise at the Build Mississippi Studios and talking to you about your house and how to take care of it. And amazingly enough, the season changes. They're coming.
Yeah, the wheels of time, they just continue to roll along, don't they? Man, we're almost through a year.
It's amazing how quickly this, even this month, has just whipped on by.
It has. Talking about that last night, 30th year in the Mississippi Farm Bureau High School Football Scoreboard Show. And you know, I remember when I started doing it, it feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It feels like we just started the season, and we're around halfway through in public school ball, a little more. And then private school ball is three quarters of the way through.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're just kind of hitting the stride. By the time you hit it, then it's over.
It's over.
And well, yeah, but I mean, then there's something else. It just seems like time is flying. I don't know if it's we're all living in a simulation now and somebody hit two times speed or what it is. I don't know. But it does seem that time is scooting.
You know, what's strange is time really hasn't changed, and it's going the same as it's always gone, but it just seems like it has.
Well, there's a study Harvard did many years ago about the three phases of life that we encounter. Until you're about 30, time just passes so slowly.
Really,
and then
does.
From like 30 to 60, you know, it kind of has a normal feel, 30 to 50 range. And then as you get a little older, it's like double or triple time.
Yeah,
it just feels like it's flying by. So, but they did, and it's definitely the way your brain perceives things, I guess. But.
Well, I guess it's okay to talk about Harvard studies because they do have a reputation of really understanding things and doing things quite well, even though politically they seem to be on the outs nowadays.
Yeah, well this study was done a long time ago, back in like the 70s or 80s, if I remember. But, I had a cousin that went to divinity school there.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it. He did it after being a lawyer for 40 years.
Wow.
I think he said, I've done it, I need to get some saving. And so he went and got a degree in divinity and trained up back and forth from D.C. area to Boston. And,
wow.
And then he got into being a headmaster of parochial schools in his 60s and now in his 70s. Harvard, he loved his experience there. But it was, more on the divinity side. It wasn't more on a liberal arts education.
As a probably high school and college age person, I spent a lot of time in Cambridge, right around Harvard, and a lot of time going to the coffee club. And just going to lunch sometimes over there was just so fun. A good friend lived up there in Cambridge, and he and I would just visit all the time. And I just loved to go and visit with him because we'd always end up going to some unique hole in the wall, but the food was great.
It was great, and the bookstores and Harvard Square, and it is a beautiful place.
It is beautiful.
And again, no matter your politics, it's one of the greatest universities in the world.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Yeah, whatever they choose to do with their money, that's their business. And if the federal government wants to get involved and telling people what to do, they got to figure all that out. You and I, that's not our problem, is it? That's like the price of tea in China. It don't matter to me.
We ain't going there. No way, no way. Well, you got your trusty pal with you today.
Big Dude is with me today. I got to stick around for a little while, and he was really wanting to come to work and get some production done. Every now and again, you need a dog producer.
they have a different look on things, and they really know what's going on.
See things a little differently.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And he's such a treat. I mean, if you don't have a dog or you're one of those that – you're like, man, I don't know if I should get a dog. I lost a dog, my heart's broken. Go get a dog.
Go get a dog.
And go get one that you intend to just let hang out with you all the time. Because this dude, I have a female lab, and she is a wonderful, wonderful companion.
Yeah.
But something about this guy, he's a bird dog.
Yep.
And he's just got a different mindset that, the activity level.
Yeah, yeah.
It's seeing two different working dogs. It's like watching two different people work.
Oh, it's so cool,
the same job.
Yeah,
but watching them do it a little differently. You know, so it's a treat. It really is.
Well, I'm playing granddad to five dogs. It's five dogs and two cats this weekend.
Three
of the dogs are and two of the cats are in Gluckstadt, which I'm going here after the show to see. Those three, and then I'm going home where I have two dogs. My other daughter left a dog at my house since Wednesday. Roxy's been at my house since Wednesday. But she's real good friends, and almost like she's sisters to my dog. So they're like, hey, they hang out together.
You know what the word Gluckstadt means in German?
No, Gluckstadt.
Well, it means luck city or fortune city.
Huh.
So that's the where you know the name of the town, and now a city was a unincorporated area for a long time, and
right. Now
they decided to get their act together and create a town up there.
Man,
and they have done some work. I know the mayor is very forward thinking, and what a beautiful little town. It just started really as just kind of overflow as you were moving north, and it's always great to see development done in a way like that where. You know, property values are going up and schools are being built and roads.
Getting to be a pretty nice. It is.
Really nice area.
Actually, it's a nice area. They have a beautiful house. It's down toward Deerfield more.
Oh, yeah. You're going back toward the Res area.
Yeah, almost in Canton, but not quite. But it's still in Gluckstadt. And there's a subdivision up there. And the house is so, so nice. Mm. I mean, that kind of house, even in this area, would cost a lot more just because of the location. Because that's how real estate is based on location, location, location.
Yeah, I had a client one time that would, he was a developer. And he said, I think he started back in the 60s.
Yeah.
But there was some research, I guess, back then and how most of the time if you're wanting to buy land to develop it later, if you have a fairly well-established town, how does population move? Does it move north and east or west and south? And so knowing that, he made some extremely strategic moves in where he bought real estate back when it was worth very little as opposed to what it would be worth today.
Right.
And the wealth that he created off of following that formula, just buying, he was buying raw land, and he'd hunt it. He would hunt the land and enjoy it and all that. But as populations moved over time, that land became intrinsically more valuable, and he owned a good chunk of it and was able to build neighborhoods and develop and expand what we would consider Oxford as those happen. But, you know, it's knowing, having some knowledge sometimes helps you. It's not guessing. Most of these guys know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
They're not just throwing a neighborhood up somewhere going, oh, man, I hope it works.
And it's amazing how much of land is still available today. Like, even in Brandon, there's so much country land in Brandon. It's unbelievable the land that's available. And it is in Brandon, so it's going to be pretty expensive, but it's still going to be less expensive than it would be in a populated area that's heavily and again Gluckstadt is growing and growing, and land beyond that even is going to be still very reasonable and really a great investment.
Remember when I was looking at a couple pieces of land 20 something years ago out in the Pisgah area, north heading off 25.
How many years ago?
About 20 or 25 years ago.
Yeah, that was a country.
And I grew up out there. So I was one of those that, like, I loved it. I saw that it was going to develop as time passed. But, I wish I'd have dropped a few clams out there then. I'd be retired now, buddy.
And this 25, 30 years ago, I had a land developer to ask me if I wanted to buy some property on one of his developments. And I should have done that because the price was unbelievably reasonable, and today those houses are like, whoa. But I did not do that, so I need to get involved with that. All right. Hey, Handyman Show. In a little while, we've got Joe Rooks is going to be with us from Revel Hardware Store. We're going to talk about Revel and what they're all about and just spend some time talking to Joe about what's going on. And next week, this being Fire Safety Month, that's October is Fire Safety Month, and next week we're going to have somebody on from the Fire Marshal's office to talk about home safety and taking care of your house and getting ready for this season change and all the things that are necessary to do in preparation for fire safety, and we're going to talk about all that extensively and look forward to doing that. So, all right, right now we're going to go to the phones.
We have Miss Mary in Oxford, Mississippi. Yeah, it's calm this weekend.
Yeah.
The game's over in Athens, so she's got a roof repair on mind and wanted to ask you about roof repair.
Well, Mary, good morning. How are you today in Oxford?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Mary. What's going on in your house? You got some problems?
So our house is 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We were in it a year, and I think it was Christmas, there was snow on the roof, and there was water coming down. Well, not water, but like you could see there was a leak in my laundry room.
Uh-huh.
Kind of coming down the corner.
Right.
So we had them come and try to repair it. They couldn't find the leak. They got on the roof. They got a hose. They thought they found the leak. So it was great for a little while, but then it came back. And it seems to come back if there's either snow on the roof or if there's, like, my husband says a storm from a certain direction with the wind. We had somebody else come from Pontotoc that was great, and he said, you know, this has got to be it. We think we've nailed it. It's still leaks.
Do you think it's in the – you said a corner. Is it like a valley in your roof?
Yes. It's got to be because kind of where like my laundry room comes off from the main part of the house, and it's in that corner where the main part of the house and the laundry room meet.
I've run into this situation before where people have had problems with their valley of the roof, and it turned out to be where the only solution and the only real way to fix that is to strip enough shingles back where you can actually lay down a product called Ice and Water Shield down the valley. And what that does, regardless of where the leak is, that's going to cover the whole entire area and then reshingle over it. Now, that's a little timely and a little more expensive than just getting a leak repaired, but it's a permanent solution and it will work. Because I would dare say that when your roof was originally put on, whenever it was redone, they just didn't quite do enough work on the valley that, in my estimation, valleys need to really pay some attention to, and people just really don't pay a proper attention to them. So I think I've actually been involved where I had to go out and patch a roof and thought that I had it patched because of that situation. And then about a month or two later, a guy coming back said, it's leaking again. And it was the same thing. So, I got a friend of mine who was really understands roofing thoroughly, and he came out there with me, and he said, buddy, there's only one way to fix this. And I said, go to it, fix it. And he did, and that's the way it was done. Stripping the roof and putting Ice and Water Shield down there and then reshingling over it. So that would definitely solve it.
Got it. So it's okay.
Fun, huh, Mary? Fun. Roofs are fun.
Roofs are fun, but you know, if this works, that's just awesome, and I really, really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, good. You're quite welcome, and good luck to Ole Miss today.
Thank you.
Right, great to hear you. Bye bye. Take care of yourself. All right. Roofing shingles always can create problems if they're not put on properly, and I really do think that's something that really needs to be put on. Oh, let's see. I'm not even going to look at that. The heading on that is like, I don't think I need to get there. Is it something for you to look at, Lance?
Probably. I'll go look at it in a minute.
I'm not going to look at it right now. But all right. there's a lot of things we can do. A lot of people are struggling with there's loose glass in their leaded glass door, and there's a piece of glass that just every time they close the door, the glass is jangling a little bit, and they really have no recourse. I mean, they've tried two or three times to tighten it up with caulking and do the best they can to make it as tight as it can, but there are certain people in town who do that kind of work who will go and take care of a leaded glass insert that may be in a door or it may be just in a window or whatever, but the leaded glass itself is – the glass has gotten loose from the actual lead or the metal framing that holds it in place. Well, they come to your site and will fix that glass right in place, and they do a very good job. Now, it's not the cheapest thing in the world, but it's a permanent solution, and I think that's you know, that's very, very important to get the thing tightened up, because if it's loose now, what is it going to be like in a year? Is it going to be – it's probably going to be a lot looser and maybe even fall out by that point in time. And then it may crack and break, so it would be very hard to replace. But I think those people around, like is it Pearl River Glass that does that kind of work? And there's two, three people all over the state. There's glass companies that do that kind of work. I think you'll be happy you found those places around. Give them the call and ask them, tell them your problem and see what they can do. And if you get a hold of somebody and they don't, and they're not able to help you, then ask them who would they call, because they have a pretty good handle on what's going on in the industry and who can help them and who can and not help them. And I think it's very important they do just that. It's important that we get to know everybody around us. So Take care of that glass door. Doors and windows can create a lot of problems in our house if we don't take care of them. But once they're taken care of, we don't think about them at all. We just use them all the time. Like, hey, let's go in and out this door and not even worry about it. It's fine. All right. Well, do you have a smelly microwave? Yeah, do you have a smelly? That stopped a lot of people just thinking right there. Golly, I wonder what he's going to say. Microwave. Yeah, some people have a microwave that somehow is some kind of food or some kind of something stuck in there and absorbed inside the side of the microwave. The best way to handle that is take a full lemon and cut it in like fourths or maybe even eighths and put that inside a microwave safe pan or pot or glass container and fill it with water and boil it in the microwave. Boil it, and once it gets boiling, shut it down and let it set in the microwave for like 30 minutes, and it will pretty much get rid of the smell. Sometimes that system must be repeated twice, but that will cure any smell inside a microwave oven and help a great deal. All right, short break coming up. You're listening to Buddy Slowick on Super Talk Mississippi. We're doing the Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. And Joe Rooks is coming up next with Revel Hardware Store. We're going to talk to him about what Revel is all about. And he's got something up his sleeve he's going to tell us about as well. So let's talk to Joe in just a few minutes. Buddy Slowick saying, see you in a few. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm. There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
Friday night's just got
Yeah, I don't know anybody who doesn't like that song. It's like,
I love it. So.
It just goes on and on. That's great. It's a great song. Everybody likes it. Hey, we got on the phone with us Joe Rooks from Revel Hardware Store. Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, buddy. I'm great. How are you, sir?
Man, Saturday morning. I love Saturday mornings. It's great to be here. I really enjoy doing the show. It's a good time. And talking to people like yourself is just nothing more but adding to it and adding it and making it more.
I appreciate that. That is a great song that goes on and on. I was enjoying that myself.
Yeah, that's part of it. And we got a music segment coming up, and we're going to get to that, too, in a little while. But that'll be after a while. We don't even mess with that now. We're going to talk about hardware right now. Gosh, how many stores have you guys got?
How many stores?
Yeah.
Well,
it's hard to count, huh?
Monday morning, we will have our number 10 store in downtown Brandon, Mississippi.
So you're opening a brand new as we speak.
Brand new as we speak. Wow. We've been working on that project for about a year now, and actually we're looking at two different locations.
Yeah.
And we're able to make a deal with the Ponder family, who opened that store back in 1974.
Wow.
As a Western Auto store.
Oh, okay.
And it's gone through several transitions to White's Auto, Ponder Mercantile, and it was recently Forget-Me-Nots for about 13 years. And they came to us back last year, and then in March we started talking, and we signed a lease, and we have been working diligently for the last 4 or 5 months, and put the finishing touches, we think, on it yesterday, and we'll be opening at 7 o'clock Monday morning at 204 East Government Street.
Wow.
Right. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, you should be excited about that, but gosh, you get stores all over central Mississippi. They're just like, and they're all unique, and they're all just kind of truly Revel all the way through, because Revel just has a special way of doing things, which is unique in my perspective as far as any hardware or any kind of service business is concerned, because when you care so much about your customers, and then not only that, but you care about the community in which your store is being developed in, whatever that community may be. You're just a part of that community. You become a big part of that community, and that's an important aspect as well.
Yeah, it's very, very true, buddy. We're in all the different communities in central Mississippi,
sure.
Whether it's Brandon, Clinton, Pearl, Reservoir, North Jackson. We take on the kind of the personality of the community that we serve,
right.
But they're all branded Revel, and they're all customer focused. And that originated 75 years ago. By the way, we're celebrating 75 years this year. On January 1st of this year, we were 75 years old. Joe and Margaret Revel opened in South Jackson.
Joe, you don't look that old, Joe.
Well, I'm not that old, but I've been doing it 44 years, buddy.
Wow. That's
so I was going to say, Joe Revel's theory was to have products that people wanted at fair prices and take exceptionally good care of them. My dad came in the business in 1957 with Mr. Revel as a partner. There's seven kids in our family, and we all kind of grew up in the business. Tim Dunaway and myself are the three in the business now,
sure.
That own it.
Yeah.
We grew up under that culture of you take care of every customer that walks through that door, and you treat them like family. We know that we have to maintain that service level regardless. And our general manager, Guy Eaton, does a tremendous job at training our people and making sure that we hire the people that understand what customer service is all about.
Yeah, they not only have to have a knowledge of the products that you may stock in the store and are always brought up to speed on those by not only the reps that service those products, but also by educational sessions in which Guy may be a part of and teaching those people different ways, not only how to treat customers, but also how different products work.
Oh, yeah. Guy Charlie Sims, one of our other managers,
uh-huh.
And Melissa Holland, another one of our managers, They've put together a system of training that we think is second to none, and it's our own Revel training program. Mm-hmm. ACE has training programs, and we subscribe to those.
Sure.
But we have our own Revel training program, and a lot of that, buddy, is on the job. I mean, you know, it took me a long time to learn the business model.
Oh, sure.
Because we do so many things, whether it's paint, tools, electrical, builders, houseware, lawn and garden, grilling, outdoor power. We do a lot of things, so it's difficult when you come in. It's almost overwhelming, but we have a great staff of people that are willing, ready, and able to train new folks that come on, and we like to hire excited people that really want to take care of our customers and learn what we do.
Well, what kind of has really attracted my attention a lot is when you go into a Revel and you're talking to somebody and they're trying to help you with a particular product, and they'll get to a point where they really don't understand what to do next with this product and where to go, but there's somebody in the store that has that education, that's been there before, and the person that's waiting on you has no problem at all saying, hang on just a second, let me get somebody who really has some knowledge on this product and help you a little bit. And
yeah, that's exactly right, buddy. We may have somebody that doesn't know exactly, but they do know somebody that does inside the store.
And
even if it's not somebody inside that store, buddy, they know somebody in the system.
Yeah.
And here's a perfect example. You got a guy that walks in a store, and he's looking for some welding products. Well,
right.
We may not have that particular product, but we have an industrial supply house in Pearl that rents and sells welding gases, supplies. We sell Lincoln welding machines, safety supplies. So we're a pretty diversified company. We can handle most requests that anybody that walks in our store has. And all, in addition to that, if that particular branch doesn't have it and a customer says, well, I need it quickly, well, we can get it there sometimes that day or the next day for that customer.
Sure.
So
yeah.
We're pretty versatile, and we focus on making sure that our customers' needs are taken care of.
Well, some of the locations that you have are like specialized, like the Power Equipment Center in Pearl is specialized in that, and like you were just talking about the welding center, which isn't part of really the regular hardware store. In every hardware store, it may just be a special business all by itself. Not really a special business, but a special entity all by itself.
Yes, we have eight. With the opening of Brandon, we'll have eight retail Ace Hardware stores. We do have an independent outdoor power center in Pearl, Mississippi, right next to the Ace store.
Right.
And, of course, we represent Gravely, Skaggs, Steel. And we've got a new line that we've had for several years called Kress, K-R-E-S-S. And it's battery-operated equipment. And they are the leader in the world in autonomous robotic mowers. And we've been very successful in that area with commercial customers and residential customers. I actually have one of them cutting 4 acres in my yard as we speak. it cuts my 4 acres every 4 days. My grass never gets over a half inch tall.
It's robotic?
And, it's an amazing piece of equipment. My son, Paxton Rooks, has kind of taken over that division and run with it. But we like new innovation. We like new technology. And our outdoor power center has 4 trained technicians. We have an air-conditioned shop so that they're comfortable working on people's equipment all day. We also represent those lines at the retail stores also.
Sure.
So that's just another level of service that we offer to our customers.
And what I would call a full service company for sure. I mean, you guys can do the whole package. It's just whatever is necessary to get done will get done, and it's important
right.
to do. I've never walked out of Revel Hardware Store dissatisfied with the product that I have or the customer service that I received. That always feel like, wow, I can't wait to get back because it's so much fun. It's easy to go in there and easy to go out of there, and it always is. I go to the one in Pearl just regular. I end up in the one in the reservoir a good bit because I end up in that. And, or I used to anyway. I don't anymore. Some of the last few weeks I haven't been up there. But I will after a while. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, I know you and my brother Dunaway go back a long time. And,
yeah.
Of course, we've been a long-term sponsor of your show, which I really love. I was enjoying listening to your tips on roof repair, because I've actually had that done at my house.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more frustrating than a leaking roof.
Oh, wow.
That you can't repair.
Yeah, but, you can't, or nobody can seem to find.
That's right.
So what do you mean you can't find a hole in a roof? We will find it. Oh, and it can be fixed, because the holes were meant to be fixed, and they're meant for that. But there are a lot of good products on the market to take care of that situation that can
really
to help out. But, again, it's having somebody with the knowledge of knowing how to fix that particular hole or that particular leak in your roof, and it can create quite a problem if you don't understand what the situation is. So,
hey, buddy, I was also going to mention, too, and this is a big part of our business model, is grilling and accessories.
Yeah.
We're a huge Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber dealer, and so we, if you need a grill, we've got any grill you'd ever want. And got a tremendous line of accessories to go with that. That's become a big part of our business model. And you know, at our North Jackson store, my wife, Lisa, she runs our Revel at Home department, which is especially gifts, cookware department. And in the downtown Brandon store, we're going to have a section of that there also.
Wow, so, great.
Y'all come see us.
Yeah, Monday for
morning.
Sure. Well, what kind of intrigues me about the business is the Crest, the e-power equipment. It's like robotic equipment. It's like I didn't even know it hardly existed yet that people were using it as a regular tool around their home. But it's not only exists, it's existing. It's on the market as well. You guys have it, and not only that, it's not an experimental product. It's something that you really have a lot of faith in.
Absolutely. It's big in Europe. It's been in Europe for a long time.
Sure.
Crest is a part of the Positech company, which is a global company. And we're the only Crest dealer in Mississippi right now. We took the line on a couple of years ago because we were intrigued by the products.
Right.
They're commercial handheld products. They're a leader in the industry in that their battery has an 8-minute recharge time, which for commercial guys is significant. So no oil, no gas. But the robotic mower line, I'm a big believer in it now. We've sold close to 100 of them, several to big commercial customers. Again, it doesn't let your grass get more than a half inch tall, and it can cut 24 hours a day, charges 20 minutes, cuts 8 minutes. If you saw it, it would look kind of like a toy, but it's a commercial piece of equipment, and people are starting to buy into it. Because, you know, people want to get away from having to spend all the time cutting their grass. And when you've got this thing cutting your grass at midnight and you're in there sleeping, it's satellite guided. It's, you don't have to bury a wire or anything.
Joe, are we getting lazy?
Well, I'm telling you, it's really starting to catch on.
Well, and, I want to watch a football game, but I guess I'll get the lawnmower at the same time.
Well, you laugh, but I've watched my mower cut my grass while I am watching a football game.
I think you.
I waved at it the other day when I was leaving to go to work. It was out there cutting the yard.
Let's say beyond spoiled, maybe even jaded.
Well, now I've got a Gravely commercial zero turn that I've had for 13 years, and I still use it to cut the back pasture, but I don't have to cut as much grass. I don't have to spend the 4 to 6 hours every 2 to 3 weeks cutting my grass like I used to.
Yeah, but you got to admit that driving that Gravely around from time to time, that's a lot of fun to do from time to time. It really is to get on one of those and just, is it a zero turn?
It's a zero turn.
Oh yeah.
Pro Turn 260, and like I said, it's 13 years old. But, and my dad always said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And
there you go.
Been around over 100 years manufacturing, and I'm telling you, in my opinion, Gravely is the absolute most durable product when it comes to outdoor power.
Joe, I got to take a short break. Can you stick with us just a few more minutes? I want to ask you a few more questions.
Sure, love to.
All right, we're going
to
take a short break. Joe Rooks on the phone from Revel Hardware Store. Don't go away. You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy. Be right back at the Build Mississippi Studios.
¶¶ Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including inpatient and outpatient treatment for children and adolescents. If you have any questions, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Lonely feeling deep inside. Find a corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps. But I can see. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Hey, man, is Burton Cummings? He's from Canada. Is that Bachman Turner Overdrive, or is that Burton Cummings?
No, it's a Guess Who. No sugar tonight.
It's still Burton Cummings, but it's Guess Who from Canada. And we're going to open today our music thing with a group from Canada, so we'll talk about that a little bit when we come up. On the phone, we still have got Joe Rooks from Rebel Hardware Store. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here with you, buddy.
Good to have you on board. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions, like what kind of hours are we looking at most Rebel stores?
Well, our stores are open Monday through Saturday from 7 to 6. We're closed on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think I told you this before. We like to think of ourselves as the Chick-fil-A of hardware. We like to give Sunday as a day off to our employees and our customers so that they can go to church and worship.
Well, I think that's a good thing.
Have a day of rest with their family.
That's the way it should be. I agree with that all the way. But that's, yeah. And so the stores are open before people go to work most time, and they're open after they get off work. And they can really, you can get what you need, whether it's a nut or a bolt or just something that you don't even realize that you need. It may be an electrical component that you have no idea what it does, but if you bring it to somebody at Rebel, they'll be able to replace it and get you what you need in there, because they really have good service over and they really know what they're doing. But every one of the stores has a phone number, and they're always willing to help you. You can check it out. Best just, how do you get on the web? Do you have a web page?
Yeah, we do. www.revelhardware.com takes you to our main page, and then from that page you can go to any store, or you can go to any division that we have. You can go to the Outdoor Power site, the Revel at Home site, industrial. On that site, the main site, you see the locations, times of operation, and phone numbers.
I believe on some of your sites, somewhere before I even looked up items, a particular item, you may be able to find it, whether the store has it, whether it's there or not.
Yes, and you can go to acehardware.com, and we are set up to where you can buy and have it shipped online to your house. You can have it shipped to the store and pick up at the store. So yes, we make it easy to shop with Revel and with Ace Hardware.
I would dare say, of all the hardware stores in all the country that do great, that really there are some good ones. They really do a good job in doing that. But Revel is right up there at the very top here in the state of Mississippi, one of the best hardware stores in the country, one of the hardware corporations in the country is right here in Mississippi, and that's Revel. And you guys just do a spectacular job, and I just have to say that. And you have been a sponsor on the show for a long time, and I love it. I think nobody better I'd rather be sponsoring than somebody like Rebel Hardware Store. You guys do a great job. So, Joe, I just thank you.
I appreciate that. And we like to sponsor you because you help people out. You know what you're talking about. You have guests on that really help people find solutions to their home problems. We're glad to support that. But, you know, it took 75 years to get where we are, buddy. This doesn't happen overnight. People that say, I want to go in the hardware business, well, it takes a lot of work. But I tell you what it does take. It takes the grace of God and his blessings. He has sent us so many good people. I want to especially shout out to our general manager, Guy Eaton, who is just a servant leader. He leads by example. And we've got about 170 employees now.
Wow.
And we are just so blessed to have the people that we have. We've got an organization that tends to attract good people now, and Guy has led that charge, and so we're real thankful for him. He's been with us a little over 10 years now, and just a wonderful man, and we're very thankful for Guy.
It all comes from one place, and that's from a family tradition, or a family building a business together. Is really, you three brothers have really, really made it something special just by sticking it out and passing ideas back and forth and making everything that it should be. But
I appreciate that. Between Tim and Dunaway and I, there's about 125 years experience in this business. So we grew up in it. It's in our blood. We love the hardware business.
Sure.
We love the people. We love the communities we serve. And we try and put back in our communities. We try to be a good corporate citizen in all the areas that we serve.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I just thank you for the time that you spent with us. Is there anything else we need to know about Rebel Hardware Store?
No, I think we've talked about it all. Just let your customers know again. We'll be opening up our number 10 store Monday morning, 7 o'clock, downtown Brandon, Mississippi at 204 East Government Street. And it's in the historic district. We're so thankful for Ace Hardware and for our employees. We're thankful for the support of the Brandon community, the mayor, the aldermen. Everybody's just been so supportive.
Sure.
We're excited to be there.
Well, that's great. I'll go in and check that store out myself. And I know somewhere down the road you'll have a grand opening for that store. That won't be tomorrow.
Monday morning. We got to do the soft opening first. You know, you got to work out all the kinks before you have a grand opening. But we will have a large grand opening soon.
And those are special. Those are fun to go to. All right. Joe, thank you very much for the time you spent with us, and thanks for telling us all about Rebel Hardware Store. Great hardware store. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, buddy. God bless.
God bless you, too. Take care. All right. Joe Rooks, Rebel Hardware Store, one of the better hardware stores around. I'm telling you, it is for sure really, really a great, great, great place to go. All right. Handyman Show, my name is Buddy, and we're here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio. And next segment is going to be our music segment. And as I said, we're going to start with a group from Canada, which I'll tell you a little bit about when the time gets here. It's not time yet. But until then, we still want to talk about some handyman kind of stuff. A lot of people nowadays want to add some architectural detail to the outside of their home or even in the inside of their home. And a lot of these architectural products can be gotten from an architectural millwork outlet or like corbels or decorative caps or on columns or railings or handrail, just all sorts of decorative things. But they can also be built at custom millwork businesses, and there are some custom millwork businesses in this state that do a spectacular job in building products. Expensive, but really it's craftsmen doing exceptional work. But you can also order just about any sort of fancy doodad millwork in a non-decaying product that will last forever. It is expensive now. Don't think that it isn't to get a Fipon, or there's two or three different brands out there that make architectural detail products for your home, to like the corbels up on the gable of your roof that go around. On older Victorian houses, you see them all the time. All these corbels holding up the gable, soffit, holding up the soffit. It works really well. So you can get that architectural. You can still get that architectural molding around and make sure you do. All right. Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. We'll tell you a little more about Build Mississippi, what they're all about. Coming up, we've got some Fox National News coming your way. Also, we'll do some local news. And you're listening to the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Well, she cast her spell, and in that southern moonlight, she sang the song.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
Stay informed and stay connected with the Super Talk Mississippi app. The Super Talk app brings you the latest news and connects you to your favorite shows. Download the Super Talk Mississippi app today and stay ahead of the curve.
Come on, wake up.
Tired of the same old morning routine? Tune in to Mornings with Richard Cross. Your connection to everything Mississippi. Local news that matters to you. From the coast to Jackson to the Delta and everywhere in between. Get the inside scoop on state politics. Plus, catch all the news, weather, and sports you need to get going. Listen every morning. If it's happening in Mississippi, you'll hear about it on Super Talk Mississippi.
This is Home Answers.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy at the Build Mississippi Studios, and we're about to head into a music segment, and then we'll talk a little more about handyman stuff and about Build Mississippi and all that sort of thing. But text came in earlier, said somebody wrote that, gee, Rush is going back on tour. I heard they're going back
on. They are, minus one member, but everybody else is still around.
Well, I thought we'd start with Rush today. Let me add a little story to that. When Rush was in their heyday, when they had this, before their drummer died, that Neil Peart died, and when he died, they really got the feeling that Rush was over, that he was sort of an irreplaceable drummer. And in a sense, he was, because they communicated like no other three people ever in music communicated. But Geddy Lee and Albert Linson, I think is his name, were just hanging out, and they happened to watch Jeff Beck that was playing, and he had this drummer playing with him, and she was a female named Anna something, Neilk. Is her name, and she's a German. And they said, what's Jeff Beck doing playing with a female drummer like that? And they got looking into her and found out that Jeff saw her in a small club in England and was just blown away by her technical ability. And so they auditioned her and said, wait a minute. This is no regular drummer. She's special. So she's going to go on tour with them, and they're just amazing. I don't have any music that she plays on just yet, just older Rush music, but still, Rush was always a great group, always will be a great group, and I think when they go back on tour, it'll be like their ticket is going to be tough to get because people are going to want them and they're going to be expensive. But, hey, I want to go see Rush myself. But they did a song called Limelight. Let's listen to Rush a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we find some music that she, Anna, is available, and Paul Rush will play that as well, and that'll be coming up very not too long down the road, because they're going at it right now. And she's a pretty girl. She's very younger than a lot of the people are. She's, I think she was born in 70-something.
Not a girl. That's my range.
Yeah. I mean, and she's a very attractive-looking young lady, but it's amazing to think that she would play with Rush. It just blows me away.
Hey, you get a big chance, you take it.
Yeah,
you got to know when the opportunity's there and the door's being
she's capable on. Of it though, and she's capable of even more. She can go beyond that even. She's so good, unbelievably good. And there's so few people in the world that really are extremely good at their particular instrument. Like Jeff Beck was one of those. Like and Rush, I think, as far as a group is concerned, is like that as well. They just excel in what they do. So, hey, I'm excited about having them back and knowing that Rush is going to be part of our future. So look forward to seeing them in the future for sure. All right, moving ahead. Jason Mraz, he's from Virginia, won a couple of Grammys. Great guitarist, singer, writer. His style is pop style. He loves folk music and jam band and hip hop. And he also does some reggae and he does rock. He does all sorts of things. And one of his Grammys was with Kobe Calais. And I don't know if you know who Kobe Calais is or if you even looked at her. Another very pretty girl, but she's from California and has had a couple of albums. And there are a couple of really good songs on those albums, but it's more like soft rock than anything else, Kobe Calais. I enjoyed listening to her at any rate. But Jason Mraz did a song called I'm Yours. So let's have a listen to Jason Mraz.
Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Free. I look into your heart and you
dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our godforsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do.
I heard that. Yeah, Jason Mraz, he's different. I enjoy listening to him from time to time. It's great to hear something that different about what he's doing. All right, moving ahead. Group called Poison. Haven't spent a lot of time listening to Poison. I did some listening this week, past week, and enjoyed a lot of their music. From Pennsylvania, Brett Michaels is their lead vocal, and Ricky Rockwell is their drummer, and now C.C. DeVille is their guitar player, and before they had another guitar player, Bobby, I've forgotten the other guitar player's name, but at any rate, he was good. Slash almost played with them. He auditioned and was going to play, but he was pretty wrapped up in Guns N' Roses was really taking off at that point in time, and he decided, I'd better stick with him. So Slash didn't play with him. He stayed with Guns N' Roses. But Poison's biggest hit was Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and that's not the song we're going to play, amazingly enough. We're going to do a song called Fallen Angel. Here's Poison, Fallen Angel. Great.
anymore.
The guitar is great.
I saw him at the Coliseum back in the heyday.
Oh, I bet that was happening, man. It wasn't crowded, was it?
Nah, there was nobody there.
Nobody there. People jumping all over the place. Like, it must be insane to go see a group like Poison, because people really dress up for that kind of thing, too. Some get really insane. All right, moving ahead. Elvis Costello. Great artist. His real name is Deacon Patrick McManus. His father was a professional trumpet player in England, and he never really made it big worldwide, but he made it very big in England. He was a big band leader and a big band player, and Elvis has been around music his whole life, but his father had done a lot of original music, and so people always given him demos. He gave those to Elvis, and Elvis says, "That's how I learned all the music that I know, because I had all these demos that my dad gave me, who was a great trumpet player." And Elvis knows how to play trumpet very well. He plays a lot of instruments. Elvis Costello, great artist, always great to listen to. Watching the Detectives, Elvis Costello. Give a listen. Elvis Costello, great guys. I've got a couple of his albums. I enjoy it a lot. Well, taking us out is everybody knows my favorite group is Boston, and they're going to take us home with a song called Foreplay, and it's slash Long Time is really the song, but Foreplay is what we're going to take it out with. But Boston's been around for so very long, and when they first came up with this album, it was like amazing. But hey, let's listen to Boston and take us home. Boston, right here.
Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the college football fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming.
That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi.
I feel more.
I may have to go home and listen to that whole thing.
I play it once a week. Foreplay, yeah.
I may have to do that whole album, just whole one time, the whole thing. I got it.
Well, it's a classic.
It's just every song just never seems to stop being good.
No, and then didn't look at the cover art and
Just see them live and see their backdrop is like amazing. A spaceship and Dryden is like, wow. See them live is like. I was blown away with the spaceships, the backdrops. Amazing. All right. Handyman stuff. It's a handyman show, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Brought to you by Build Mississippi. Build Mississippi is a great organization that really cares about the future of the people of Mississippi and how they intend to, how the state is growing. It's definitely industrial-wise growing, and it's going to be, it is right now, a state to really contend with other states very, very large scale. And they want to prepare the people of Mississippi for the future that we have in this great state, to get them prepared to be able to work in the apprenticeship in any kind of industry, whether it's welding or electrical or plumbing or industrial work or maybe commercial work, maybe commercial construction. They have training facilities, a couple of them around the state, one in Pearl, which is wonderful. They have all the tools and equipment. They can do a great 10-week training course, relatively affordable, and your fee can actually be taken care of by different kinds of scholarships, or maybe somebody who owns a business is looking to be hiring you in the future. They'll be happy to cover your fee. There's a lot of good things going on at Build Mississippi that can help you an awful lot. Check them out. Go buildmississippi.com. Check it out. Find out what's available, how you can get involved, and how they will help you get involved with trade schools or other schools if you're interested in that type of thing. They're great organizations, and they can help you an awful lot. Build Mississippi. I just recommend that you give them a call. Text came in on the line, said service out at Revel Hardware Store, and he's talking about the Reservoir Store in particular. It was excellent. He said it just blew me away how good it was. But it's that way at all of the Revel Hardware Stores. Believe me, it really is. All right. Well, is your house and your yard ready for the storms that may be coming? Well, you know, it might be one today. It might be later on today and tomorrow. It's supposed to be a pretty good storm. I think it's 50-50, be good or be not good. Who knows?
This time of year, who knows?
Yeah,
as far as the percentages, anywhere from 90 to about 30% across the state tomorrow. The only thing I would say is you see some 20-mile-an-hour gusts in there. You know, that's as far as the density of the rain. I don't think it's going to be overly ambitious.
Right.
You never know.
I mean, you never know.
Through but with 20 miles an hour, it doesn't look like it's going to stick around too long.
No, I don't think so either.
From the timing that I've seen, Sunday early morning. Probably starts burning off And, it, you know, maybe into Sunday afternoon, depending on where you are in Mississippi. But once you get back to Monday,
now you can go back to work.
It's behind you. Yeah, that's gone.
I've done a project at my house where I've been taking out my French door and putting in this glass window that I have, a beautiful glass window, low-E glass, and just really exceptional window. And I started that project last week. I said, well, I'm going to just work a little bit each day, and decided I don't want to work a whole day. But and this weekend I've got it closed up pretty good. I've got the window installed already. The window is in place, but I don't have it trimmed out yet so that it's not sealed or trimmed out yet, and I intend to do that. But I'm not going to do that until probably Monday when the weather gets a whole lot better. But until then, it's closed up pretty tight where it's weather tight right now. But that's been such a fun project to do. But it's the first time I've gotten involved in a project in a while. And I have to admit, I thought that what I'd do is stage all of my tools and get everything that I need to do the whole project out onto my deck. My deck is not only where the patio door leads out onto, but also there's a patio in there that's a covered patio where I staged all of my tools. Well, I got ready to go and got started. And about halfway into the project, I realized that's not all your tools. You need more than that out here. Then I had to find what I was looking for, and that wasn't easy. I just go looking and finding. But I finally got it organized and got it back together and have that window in as it should be in, and it's in to stay. So it's looking good, and that's the first project that I'm attempting around my house to do in a long, long time, and I'm going to start on regular projects. And that is part of this is the beginning of me getting my house totally prepared for this weather that's coming our way. Now, I've already had my heating unit serviced, heating and cooling unit. I've had PAC, Pure Air Consultants, come by and do a service on that completely. So it's ready. I keep the filters changed regularly. And now I just have to go through and finish up that door and window, do all the trim work and caulking and painting and get that the way I want it to be, and then walk around the rest of the house and just look what needs to be done for the winter coming. Well, faucet bibs. Yes, you must have faucet bibs on there to keep your faucets from freezing. They do make faucets that are non-freezing faucets that have an air pocket in them that will keep them from freezing over, but they're not used very much. Most builders are still using the standard type faucet exterior bib, which will freeze and needs to be covered and needs to have the bib put over it to cover it. So, and not only that, any piping that you have, be it even PEX, that is exposed to the weather, should be wrapped with pipe wrap. Pipe wrap is easy to use. It's basically like a pool noodle. It slips right on over the pipe and is held in place with a nylon strip, strips in it that hold it in place. Strip ties, I'm sorry. I should say that right, shouldn't I? Strip ties. And they're pretty easy to put on, and you should make sure all of your pipes are insulated properly. And then if there's any air infiltration into your home, in and around your windows or in and around your door because your caulking needs to be replaced, now would be a good time to get out there and do all that. Maybe not this weekend. It might rain. Today would probably be okay to do some of that work. Or maybe even mow your lawn, unless you're Joe Rooks. You can sit and watch your football game while your lawn gets mowed.
I've seen them on the spillway, the autonomous ones.
Yeah.
And somebody, the ones that they have must be older, like the PRB,
right,
or whoever they've hired and contracted out to do the mowing. But, I mean, I wouldn't think it's much more of a better deal, the ones I've seen, because you got to stand there and remote control run it a lot of time.
Yeah.
However,
yeah,
the one he's talking about,
bye-bye,
like a Roomba for your yard, just set it and forget it, man.
That just blows me away that they can do that kind of thing. And I guess technology is getting to the point where almost anything, including vacuums that can clean your house all by themselves now, and they just plug and charge themselves up when they're needed. They're just smart enough to do all that.
Well, we make them smart enough.
I mean, that's amazing that we just make things smart.
Coding is you know, an interesting world, but as we go forth, I think you'll see a lot more in the construction world.
Yeah, yeah.
Efficiencies that we probably haven't seen or used. And
I've not seen it.
Ever. You know, how you make things.
Well,
like we've seen those types of products that have come out, different building materials.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Just amazing stuff.
Over the past few years, so much great building material has been on the market. And some of it is overpriced, but it'll come down after a period of time, after it's been used a little bit and people start using it more. One of my segments today was I was going to talk about a hammer, and we put limits on how a hammer can be used, and we use it the way it should be used. Now, of course, a hammer can be used for ill purposes and used improperly. And heaven knows what that could be as far as hurting somebody and beyond. Well, that's the same as AI. AI is a tool as well. And it's a tool that can help us and help us get ready and prepare for the future. But we can also abuse it. But we need to set limits on it, just as we have on the hammers or on most of our power tools. We'll only use them for what they're meant to use them for. And that's what AI is all about. There's so much good value to it and good information into it, but it can also be abused, and it should not be abused.
Well, like with any great technology that we see, there's always a bubble.
Yeah.
You're going to have a you know, whether it's financing of homes and they've reinvented the wheel, and all of a sudden, you know, you have a housing boom and then things bust. Dot-com boom, yeah, and then bust. And crypto, you'll see a boom and there'll probably be a bust. In other words, the non-serious players that were just there to make some money,
yep,
off of trading or moving this around, they're going to go away at some point.
Right.
And that's no different with AI. You know, there'll be a handful that really provide some usable solutions in the real world. And it's not just bots running around doing stuff on, you know, X or Instagram posting messages. Where it'll get valuable is when you get rid of all the junk.
Right.
And there'll be a bust. And then what's left will be companies that have found a way to be useful.
Yeah, because there's
not pirates and not, you know, folks out there trying to scam you, because that's what we see a lot of it now. I mean,
right.
X is probably up to 80% bots, AI.
Wow.
Manufactured relationships that aren't real. They're just, you know, computer bots out 80, there.
85%, you said?
Up to 80%, I would say.
Oh, wow.
Now, the 20% are real people, and they provide a very valuable, you know, whether it's insights or communication with others or, like, you know, knowledge that you've been looking for, and
sure,
you find it, or hey, you want to go order a cool T-shirt.
Yeah,
that, you know, those there are a lot of value there, but there's still we're working out the, you know, the junk, and you see that in every boom. There's always the non-serious player.
As you say, that is true, because that you see it in Facebook, you see it in all of X, you see it everywhere. It's just some of those social media outlets do get abused.
Well, it's like the lending business back in 07 to 09. We had the boom before it, and that was built upon interest-only loans.
Right.
Well, in other words, a non-serious style loan. For somebody that wants to own a home for 10, 20, or 30 years, that interest-only loan, you're putting yourself at the liberty of what interest rates do and what your home is, what you're paying every month. Well, and some of those had some really weird caveats and features to them. But they were getting sold as a much cheaper way to finance a home. And, oh, this is the new world. And this is everybody's doing it. Guess what? Yeah. It was a scam for most people.
Yeah.
Because although it may fit for 1% to 5% of the people, that type of loan, it didn't for the other 90% to 95% that were taking them. That's right. The same with AI.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of great things going on there. But
sure,
the majority is junk right now.
Yeah.
Eventually that will work itself out and good products will be in the market, and they will generally be effective, efficient, and fairly affordable up front, because now you've run off the junk.
Yeah.
And now you got serious players.
But the truth of the matter is, even to this point, AI has done an awful lot of good. It really has. It really has done an awful lot of good, as well as, of course, the abuse that's probably gotten more notoriety than
I think in medicine it'll be one where you see genome and DNA mapping and sequencing, yeah, where you can find, you know, things that are hereditary or DNA based, you know,
sure,
malfunctions in the body. That'll be one of the areas I think
it's being used a lot in medical
in the medical
industry. Yes,
layout,
it is.
Blueprints, yeah, CADs, these things that are taking weeks and months for people to sit down and hammer out. You give it the right information, which is key. It's, yeah, going to pump out,
yeah,
you know, information.
It can only pump out what you give it.
Even if it learns, it's still mankind is what wrote the code. So
right.
Even if, you know, AI writes code for itself, it's still using mankind's original code. And if that was flawed, the results are going to be flawed.
They're going to be flawed
astronomically, yeah, over time.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't be a.
Just be careful is what, yeah, I'm saying. You
don't,
know, with what you're
don't
doing.
Be whacking people with your hammer.
And yeah, don't let your kids use this stuff. Truly, it's not unless it's really very much focused on a solution for school or something. Do not let them play around with AI because it's predatory right now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, show break coming up. You listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy at the Build Mississippi Studios. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. You can't make it in life without making good choices. Choices like living healthy, going to school, taking care of your family, and insurance through Farm Bureau. With their exceptional customer service and competitive insurance rates, they're a good choice anyone can make. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Hi, I'm John.
All right.
It's a great video. Like it's a live video. You know, it's a recording,
sure,
of the song, but they do the video, which is them performing live. And Vince and they're wild, man. I mean, like that song, like it really is the embodiment of that band.
Sometimes, you know, when you see the videos that are happening on YouTube, it's like they're like. They really do add a lot to the song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, that is the physical embodiment of Motley Crue when you watch, yeah, Wild Side and them in concert. I saw them a couple times in the 80s as a kid, and mm-hmm. They never disappointed. That was one of those bands that, I mean, Van Halen, you know, Motley Crue, you weren't going to be AC/DC. You weren't going to be disappointed with a live performance.
You know, I never really got into any. I mean, I was always into Van Halen. I have to admit that. But the rest of them, I really didn't get into them. And until I started seeing some of their videos and then watching at the same time, I went, Wait a minute now. What am I missing?
Yeah, Cinderella, Whitesnake, Poison was great in concert. I saw all those in concert. Motley, AC/DC.
Of course, Whitesnake.
Kiss was probably the worst of all of them.
Yeah.
Just because their repertoire wasn't as deep. But, you know, the really setup of them is really good.
Yeah, their stage show and everything is really, really good. But, again, their music isn't quite as good as some of the others.
It's anthem rock.
Yeah.
You know, a sing-along style. But, again, not to be any way defamatory to Kiss, because I'm a huge fan. But, their lineup just isn't as deep as the others.
I agree.
And, therefore, I believe it affected their ability to play. Because I saw most of these bands played well into the 90s, you know, and had good followings. I remember seeing Kiss at a bar in Birmingham.
Wow.
And we're like, it was the real Kiss. There's like 50 people there.
Yeah.
You know, they came back around, but, you know, they hit the brakes pretty quick during that time period.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about Atlas Foundation. You've got a slab foundation, got some problems with it. Hey, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation can take care of your problems and be happy to do so. And he can do that by phone, or he can do that on pictures on the text. He can come to your site. Works throughout the entire state, and he really understands foundations. Probably as well or better than most. You call Tony at 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They really are the good people in the foundation industry. He knows what's going on, and it won't be like weeks getting your foundation fixed. It'll be a day or two and two men at most, and they won't make a major mess of your house. There'll be very little stress as far as a customer is concerned, whereas a lot of companies that do foundation work will create a lot of stress and problems with the family at home. Hey, that won't happen. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. Give him a call. You'll be happy you did. 800-256-1010. All right.
Well, we want to talk about some chainsaws.
Yeah, I want to yak a little bit about chainsaws.
Well, there's an old fella out in Rankin County that got caught with he running a chop shop, and he had several cars that were out there. You know, one from 2019, one from 2022 that was stolen like 2 miles down the road. But the thing that really set it off for me was the seven steel chainsaws he had sitting there. Man, this guy's been hoarding chainsaws. No wonder steels are so expensive.
Really?
Yeah, he had seven of them right there. You're like, come on.
What I wanted to ask about is you talked quickly about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We were talking about sharpening chainsaws. Mm-hmm. And I got thinking about that and said, you know, a lot of people probably really aren't familiar with the system of self-sharpening a chain on a chainsaw. And Lance, you seem to have been around chainsaws a lot, and you sharpen them an awful lot. What would your recommendation be?
Well, first of all, get a good vise, you know, if you want to sharpen it at home. If not, you can use your legs, but, you know, it's going to wobble on you a little bit, and it's going to be much quicker if you just take the chainsaw, put it in a nice vise, and then get a round file, one that's made for this.
They do make a file specifically for that.
I mean, you know, they can call it a chainsaw file or what, but you can go to a place like Ace and tell them what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You want to actually sharpen your own chainsaw. Now, they do those things. You can
of course,
take them in.
Yeah, they do.
It's not hard, and it doesn't take very long. But you want a good secure spot, whether it's between your legs or in a vise. Make sure you have the round file. And sharpen basically every other tooth by moving in a downward angle. And that's one reason you don't want to use your legs if possible, because you may be popping, you know, your legs as you.
Sure.
So you want to be at about a 35% degree angle, just to make sure you're getting a good edge on the blade,
right,
on the teeth.
Right.
You want to make sure that the brake is engaged, so the chain isn't moving around on you. And you want to make sure it's tight. It's not loose like you would keep it a little bit with slack.
Right.
As you're cutting, you want to go in and tighten it up tight, and then make sure the brake's engaged. And then work the whole top first, and then release the brake and spin it around, and just keep working through it. And the bigger the chainsaw, the longer it takes. The more dull it is, the more you're going to feel it rubbing when you run that file.
Right.
And as it gets sharper, that file is going to slide much quicker and easier. So it doesn't take many strokes on the downward motion. But it, you know, it, I would always carry one with you if you're going to be, you know, you're going to be cutting two or three trees.
Sure.
You're going to hit that middle of that second one, and it's going to start showing that it's loosening, or the teeth are getting a little dull. So really, I mean, it's not that difficult. And then after sharpening all of them on one side, reverse the direction and do it the other way.
It's a lot easier, I'm sure, with a vise than it would be otherwise. But
it's not as quick.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't going to have a vise with them or don't have one, period. So they'll have to do it, ending using their legs.
You can take one other thing you can do is if you have a ratchet strap on a table, just ratchet, go around the table, ratchet it down on the corner of the table so you have an angle.
Yeah.
You can get some clearance. But again, go one side first, and do the angle, one angle, every other tooth, then go back and flip it over and do the other side,
Who's Clarence?
Clarence.
If you have some clearance. I thought Clarence was a horn player for Springsteen.
Clarence.
I thought Clarence played horn for Springsteen.
Yeah, well, that and Clarence Clearwater Revival.
Clarence.
Clarence. But that's all you need is a little bit of your clearance.
No,
and you'll be fine. And again, you don't have to do it perfect. It's not going to.
Yeah,
it's not a perfect thing you got to work with here. You're making it
better than it was.
You notice that a 20 degree angle isn't cutting as well when you do that, move it and get a little steeper, a little more shallow, and you'll find the sweet spot in there somewhere.
I just wanted to get that out and let some people have some.
It's not hard to do. It's actually very therapeutic. Once you do it once,
I'm sure that people who have regular chainsaws and use them regularly know how to do that. But
before you ever cut, that was number one. You'd at least run it through there a few times.
Then there's the rest of us.
Yeah.
And we need some instruction as to how to go about fixing this.
But that's a good question, because a lot of folks would be like, I'll just take it off and take it and have it, sharpened. Yeah. By the time you get that back, you could have done that 50 times.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's a bad thing to have a professional do it, but it's you can do this yourself, DIY, and save yourself a good bit of money and time.
And I'm sure the third or fourth time you do it, you get better at it.
I bet the first or second. Once you feel that thing, once you feel those teeth, grinding on the blade, you'll figure it out.
You'll start saying, what took me so long to learn this?
Why didn't I do this before?
I know what took
my dad was so cheap that we weren't going to have somebody sharpen a chainsaw for us.
Not taking my blade to a chainsaw place and let them pay them money, green money, to do. It's not going to happen. Hey, Rock and Roll Handyman Show, we do it every Saturday from 10 to 12 right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Sloak. Talk to you next week. Enjoy it this week. Remember, next week we're going to have one of the fire marshals, a state fire marshal, going to be on board. We'll talk about Fire Safety Month. Breen Alexander is going to be with us, and he's a coordinator with the state fire marshal's office. He'll be with us. So join us then next week right here at Super Talk.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you.
For you.
Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, The Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free.
Free.
Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Here comes Tracy Lawrence, live for one night only.
If the world had a front door.
Saturday, November 15th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. All the hits.
Time marches on.
All night long with CMA and ACM award winner.
Maybe a burning hand.
Tracy Lawrence.
Make it look just the way I planned.
Tickets on sale now at PearlRiverResort.com.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life, the discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Ridgeland Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year winner John Dorsett, 601-790-2600.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.